Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Okay, we are just shooting. We're going. You feel it, right? You guys already feel. Here we are. It is almost surreal that it is January 7th. And the last time we were with you live was New Year's Eve. And thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our heart. All of you who sent us pictures of your full moon experience, sent us your experiences of the new year, sent us your love and your connection. We were so present with you. And we thank you with all of our heart and are honored that your heart is here with us right now, because this is such a momentous moment that this show had to be two parts. You know, we opened it up last month talking, last month. We opened it up talking about more about the overall energy of 2018, this year of anchoring stability through Shanti Bhakti Ananda. And of course, we're going to expand more upon that. However, we really wanted to take time to talk about, now that we're in the throes of January, the really profound energy that's right here, right now.
You know, I always kind of laugh a little bit at the calendar, because it is an arbitrary vehicle that is meant to closely approximate the greater cycles.
And, right.
But truly, the cycles that affect us most is a lunar cycle.
Yeah,
it's a 28-day calendar.
Yeah.
But leaving that aside for the moment, we are in a period of dynamic energy, and it has bookends called the supermoon.
Yes, and remember, there are three. So remember, just to stick a little caveat in here, we opened up the first of these supermoons in early December, and then we just had what we are referring to as kind of the peak. We were just on our beloved friends, Sandra and Alan's Twin Flame Divine Fire, and we were talking about this as reaching the top of the mountaintop. This supermoon that we're in right now, and so we still have one more. Remember, there's another one coming, and it's in this month still.
Right at the end of the month.
And it also carries with it a full lunar eclipse. This is major stuff, Sri.
And so these are indicators of cycles of energy. These are opportunity or focal points where the energetic environment in which we find ourselves is being savored, is being stimulated, is being lifted. You know, sometimes we put our head down and we only work with our consciousness is just filled with our immediate things, you know, whatever our preoccupations are.
Yeah.
Yet, forget not, we live in an environment of energy.
Mm.
Your essence is energy. And
yes,
that these environmental conditions, these energetic flows are affecting your consciousness and your worldly experiences.
Now, just take that in. Just kind of breathe that in a little bit, because as you were sharing that, Sri, I actually was kind of losing my breath. I really was. And so, beloved angels, let's take a moment and bring your hands to your heart. And of course, I want to remind you that we are live. I don't know if there's any lines still available, but remember, we are live. And if you want to join us, ask us a conversation question, or just check in about what's going on, ask for a mini soul reading, all you need to do is pick up that phone and call 888-627-6008. And again, that's 888-627-6008. Now remember, if you call and it's busy, that just means that all of our lines are filled. But as soon as we say hi and subsequently goodbye to someone, that's your chance to get into the queue. So again, 888-627-6008. You know, there is so much that we could talk about. You might also want to just give us a call and say, hey, Kira, what about this? Hey, Sri, what about this? What about that? And so we're going to go with the flow of what feels to be really the most important energies to look at for January. And you want to stay with us all month long, because go check in the upcoming shows. Every week in January, we are really offering concrete energies for this powerful month to claim the energy, harvest the energy, and thrive through it.
Absolutely. You know, as we move into January, it's a month where we're being called to authenticity. And authenticity is that which is true beyond fashion,
well,
beyond
fiction. Really, that's a powerful, that's important, Sri. That's important to say.
Absolutely, because it is our authenticity that is our spiritual nature. You know, personality is something we learn. Just like the clothes you wear, our personality can evolve and change depending upon the crises in our lives, the lessons learned in our lives, etc. We tend to evolve our personality, but our authenticity, or our soul, if you want to use that word, is an energy that informs our personality. It's
yes,
an energy
yeah.
that informs us of divine wisdom.
Yeah.
It's an energy that offers us love and reassurance when the personality self, the egoic self, is freaking out and doesn't know how to cope.
And it's doing that a lot lately. I mean, let's face it, it's inspiring.
And that really brings us to one of the core things about January.
Yes.
And January is an opportunity to discover what is true peace.
Yes. What is true peace? Remember, my beloved angels, you know, I just have to stop and give a shout out, because all of you know we had this big week-long event here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary, and so much happened. I pray you're on our newsletter list. So much happened that we're blessed to have photo documentation of it. Portals of light opening, beautiful beings of light showing themselves. So many orbs you can barely see those of us that are in the pictures. I mean, just so much happened. And the reason that we're sharing this with you is that there is a movement in energy right now. There is a movement, and there are new ascension energy experiences coming forward, and we are going to be putting this video out there. And so hold on right now. Hold on. Trust yourself.
Because trusting yourself is truly the ultimate exercise in discernment.
Yeah.
We're not saying trust your abilities. We're not saying trust your college degree.
Although you want to trust all of that. I mean, this all ties in. So just hang with us a minute.
What we're saying is within you is the wisdom that will organize and tap those worldly experiences, those worldly accomplishments in the best way possible for you.
Now, let me give you an example. Okay. Hopefully you've seen our video, right? We put it out in January 1st, the end of the day there, and it's at official Sri and Kira. If you've not seen it yet, or if you caught it the first day or two, you should go back and check it out again. One of the things that we've been talking about is that 2018 is the year to anchor the stability of Shanti, Bhakti, Ananda. Well, what are Shanti, Bhakti, and Ananda? Shanti is the experience of true peace. Bhakti is the experience of divine love. Ananda is the experience of bliss, the experience of the divine, the enlightened. There are so many different, whatever word feels good for you. Now, here's the key. What is the yoga of self-ascension, and what is happening on our planet? The yoga of self-ascension is the blessing that gives us the opportunity to stabilize our physical body, love it through all of its divine co-created experiences, and be able to safely and with divine clarity recognize ourselves as the multidimensional beings we are while we are still in form, thereby creating a life of divine co-creation and miracle manifestation. Now, if that sounded like a mouthful, it kind of is, but we just had a profound moment with 36 people from around the world where for 1 week, my loves, we actually lived it, manifested it, and brought it forward. And you were here. You were here when you opened up your heart and joined us on the new year. So now the question is, are you receiving this energy? And this is where it brings us back to that authenticity. In January is all about either going to be picking sides, which will be the lower form of this, right? The lower form of this is it's going to be the month of greater polarization and picking sides and lots of fear and lots of doubt and lots of me and you, you know, me and we versus each other.
Us versus them.
A lot of us versus them, getting stuck in that level of spiritual activism. Or it's going to be the month of loving yourself enough to free all of the remnant issues that are stuck in the first chakra and bringing in the peace of knowing that you are a magnificent co-creator and that everything in front of you is actually a celebration and you have everything it's going to need to manifest and thrive through it. And that begins with authenticity.
It does. And I remember one time Kira and I were doing a presentation, and one of the participants came up and said, "You guys are unreasonably happy."
I do remember that. That's a true story. Oh, my goodness. That's a true story.
And the reason I share it.
Boy, that was a long time ago.
The reason I share it is that true peace can be a little unreasonable. It's like I can be peaceful even in the face of dire circumstances.
And that's a fabulous example, Shreem.
And it's important to kind of cultivate that discernment. Your sense of peace, your sense of trust in the universe doesn't come from outer events.
No.
Your sense of peace is an inside job. It's a divine connection. It's something we cultivate through spiritual practice. And then as the outside world throws its temper tantrums and does its storms and wars and all of that stuff, you get an opportunity to deepen your relaxation into the truth of your authenticity. We get to practice perhaps sometimes being disturbed and stepping back into peace. That's a mastery practice. Everything going on in the world is conspiring for you to make the ultimate choice. Are you going to commit to your own self-ascension process, to your own spiritual evolution, or are you committing to be participating in what we refer to as density, meaning the traditional mass consciousness and the storms and wars and things that arise in that level of being?
And can you love yourself regardless of your choice?
Both choices are valid.
Take that in. And can you let go of your judgment of the choice of others? Every being is playing their role perfectly, and to really bring ourselves into the divine state of Shanti, to bring peace into our lives, take a moment right now. If it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to close your eyes and just breathe. Try to allow your back to be as straight as you comfortably can. If your legs are crossed and you can uncross them, that would be optimal, or if you're standing up. And relax right now into the blessing of the body of form that is housing you. And as you do, I want you to bring one hand to your heart and then to allow yourself to receive and hear this gift that I'm going to share as you sharing this with you. You ready? I deserve because I was born. Take in a breath.
I deserve because I was born.
Feel that energy. I deserve because I was born. And feel the smile of that. Feel the energy of that. Feel the truth of that. Because that is how we heal the first chakra. It's when we come in without anything specific. It's when we come in without any prejudgments. It's when we come in with enough love for ourselves to actually own, I deserve because I was born. And to know the truth of that. This is how we claim true Shanti, because until we can claim true Shanti, our first chakra is constantly sending out cords. It's sending out energies that say, make me feel safe, make me feel okay, tell me everything's going to be all right, protect me, take care of me. I will give you my power if you can just promise me I will be safe.
You're going to see a lot of those examples in the outer world, and they're becoming ever more visible.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's happening in the acceleration, the energy of acceleration that is upon the planet, is lifting both the distortions as well as the authentic.
Yeah.
And so the distorted version of reality, if you want to use that phrase, is going to continue to have quote unquote fake news and alarmist stuff, and really the media and the social media seem to be missing the deeper things that are going on.
Oh yeah.
There's a big quest for the 5 second soundbite and the sensational. And while those things can actually be a little bit satisfying because we love diversions and distractions at times, the reality is that our sense of peace is well beyond anything that the outer world can give us. Mm-hmm. The outer world, you know, as you arrange your home and your activities, it can certainly help you be more comfortable having a body and living in a community, you know. We're not saying that the outer world is to be dismissed.
Absolutely not.
We are suggesting that your true peace will never be found out there. And that is the reassurance that you're on the right path if you are meditating, if you're chanting, if you're singing, if you're doing yoga, if you're doing anything that cultivates a sense of joy while being alive.
Go take a walk in nature. You know, it doesn't have to be formal.
All of those activities reinforce your inner communion.
Yes.
And this is the magic of Shanti.
It is the magic of Shanti, and you are the magic of Shanti. And January, and I think you're probably already going to realize where we're going, right? January, February, March. Okay, 2018, we just passed the top of the mountain. Remember, we talked about this earlier, that was that second supermoon. That's actually the peak. So now that you're up there, and we kind of shared this on the earlier show when we were on with Twin Flame Divine Fire, you're at the top of the mountain right now, and it's a hill, okay? And you've got your sled, and you're up there. You made it. You climbed up. You carried your sled. You got there, and it was awesome. And you're enjoying it. And now it's like, okay, let's go. And you're standing at the precipice of the mountain, looking straight down, knowing that you're gonna have one hell of a ride the minute you push off. But you're asking yourself if you have the courage to start. And the answer is, whether or not you have the courage to start, you're going to be on this ride, my angels. So the key is to embrace it and call forward the mastery that knows how to navigate this trail. Because every single being on the planet is going to go through this energy of January. And the only, let's just say, option, if we have an option list, is going to be how you navigate it. And so you, my angel, have already chosen this to be an extraordinary, profound month, one that's going to shift your energy, one that's going to change your life, one that's going to send things in a new direction. And we have so much more to share about that. And before we do, we have all these call liners that have been so patient and holding.
Absolutely. We're going to take a deep breath. We invite you to breathe in, smile. And when we take a conscious breath, we are connecting with that inner peace.
Yes, we are.
We're heading to the phone line.
All right.
We're going to go to line 5 and say hello to Christy from Alabama.
First time to the show. Welcome, Christy. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste. Sri and Kira, I just read your book, Sacred Union, and fell in love with you guys. And I just wanted to reach out and connect and say thank you and maybe ask for a mini soul reading.
Oh, Christy, we are honored, and thank you for reading Sacred Union. You know, that is a really magical book, and I really am honored that you gave yourself the gift of connecting with it. Thank you so much. Yeah. And of course, happy to offer you a mini soul reading. And Sri and I are just kind of looking at each other smiling, because as we connect with your energy and as I connect with the radiant beings that are around you, it's funny, Archangel Zadkiel as Kiel, he keeps using the word Kiel, Kiel, Kiel. He just keeps saying, just ask, just ask. And then I hear behind that, thy will be done. And it's like, just ask, thy will be done. And it's about that you're in this period. And it's kind of interesting because you're modeling what's happening on the planet right now. You're in this period that's almost like an initiatory moment for you to start having more confirmation of who you really are and to feel more comfortable coming forward with that. So I'm not surprised that you got through. I'm not surprised that we're saying hello right now. And thank you for the honor of meeting you, Christy. You're an angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings.
Well, it's a delight to connect with people, and let's keep going. Mm-hmm. We're heading to line 3, and we'll say hello to Carl from Oregon.
Namaste, Carl. Welcome.
Thank you. This is so wonderful. I called in last week and wasn't able to. I got through but didn't get on the show, so I'm glad to get here now, and I wanted to say thank you for all that you guys do. About 2 months ago, I felt a calling to be of service, and I'm an artist, so I started making instructional videos and putting them on YouTube. and that's been going wonderful. And the other thing is I've been waking up from dreams and not quite remembering them, so I was hoping to get a mini soul reading just to see what my guides are trying to tell me.
Whew. Well, first and foremost, I am so grateful you called in and got through today, because today is your day. I mean, it's always perfect, but especially since we're talking about authenticity and this energy of January. Carl, your lower three chakras are radiating this energy that looks like a rainbow to me. It's like all these beautiful colors, and they're actually, what's wonderful is they're spiraling in harmony. And so you're at a moment right now where you have an opportunity to get really stable. In other words, to really be able to say, okay, yeah, this is exactly how I want things to lay out. So I'm going to stay really focused on all of this. Now, this is why the dreams are coming in. And this is also why it's hard to be remembering all of them, because you're in the moment. This is what's happening right now. The entire planets, first we're talking about it, we're going to talk about the second half of the show, is in a tri-dimensional experience. And so everyone is being trained in one way or another how to be navigating multiple timelines, how to be remembering themselves, how to be relaxing into this very advanced state of being. And so the one thing that they're saying is keep a journal by your bed. And when you wake up in the middle of the night, just wake up enough to write down a few little things and start getting into that habit. And they're saying within about a week, you won't need to do that anymore, because you will have activated all of the energy within you to bring all that forward. And so I am so grateful you got through today, because a lot of people are starting to have this tri-dimensional experience. And of course you had to get through today. So feel our heart around you, angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, truly wonderful. And I just invite everyone listening to remember that what is shared for everyone.
Yeah.
And the brave souls that call in and ask a personal question are getting a universal response. And of course, it's a personal response as well. But we all are connected in this tapestry of energy and this tapestry of experience. And I just delight in the fact that we are opening to ever greater information and understandings. And whether that's coming through the dream time or whether it's coming from that moment where you had a so-called lapse of attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those lapses are actually connected to something.
Mm-hmm. In every way.
And so whenever you find yourself having that moment where you say, oops, I forgot, instead of being self-critical, it's a good opportunity to say, I wonder what I was connecting with.
Well, that is such a powerful gift, Sri, to remind people that. And because if you've seen our video already, you know that we're talking about, we have rapidly opened up this multidimensional living. And this is what I'm calling the tri-dimensional experience. Everyone right now, whether they're conscious of it, whether they know about it, has this open portal that is literally touching up into the ninth dimensional frequencies. Now, not everyone is navigating them, but everyone is being affected by them. The twinning Earth has anchored. So remember, we are in this period from 2015 through 2022. We are in this ascension experience. 2018 is the one rare, I'm calling it the year out of time during this time. And this is our year to anchor. This is the year to get really, really, really authentically clear. And this is a gift. 2018 is a gift, my angels. And the minute you harvest it, you will be ready and able to navigate the rest of this ascension escalator and to flourish through it. But it does demand some work. You got to do some things, and this is one of the things in front of us.
Absolutely. You know that each and every one of us, whether we know it or not, our life is a spiritual journey.
Oh, yeah.
And the more that we accept that and the more that we work with that reality, we mm-hmm. then begin to cultivate the dual consciousness,
yes.
which recognizes that the personality self, which identifies with your body, is a tool. It's not your identity.
Now breathe that in. Breathe that in. It is a tool. It is not your identity. Because accepting that means that you have recognized you are the master, that you can let go of those doubts. Remember, doubt is what separates. And, you know, I do just have to say again, because my heart is just so fulfilled that the 36 beings that joined us from all over the planet here for Avesa, every one of us, 38 with Sri and I, we really became a bonded unit of ascended presence. It really felt like a Knights of the Round Table kind of experience.
There was just so much love and acceptance and smiles and happiness. And it's truly a reminder of our natural state of being, which is one of flow and non-resistance.
Absolutely. And I think the reason it was so rich was because you were there. We felt every one of you, and a lot of you were showing up, and like we could see you, we could feel you. There was so much, it was a quantum experience of folding time. And this is what's happening. This is what's very indicative. This is part of what birth, guys, is. If you were to take a line, a simple line, and at the beginning of the line is past, and at the end of the line is future, and the middle is the present, you need to pick up the past, you need to pick up the future, you need to bring those two points together and realize we are now living the multidimensional experience of oneness, and we all, A-L-L, are attuning to that.
Your brain is wired to love sequential information.
Linear
cause and effect. But the reality is we exist in a holographic universe.
Yes.
And time just isn't.
And it has already revealed itself. And you are, if you're listening to this show, you are most likely having some of those experiences. And Sri and I are going to be posting a YouTube video. We're really targeting next weekend with all of the new ascension experiences on it, because there are a lot of them. However, this conversation needs to happen, guys, and that's why we're having it. Now, speaking of conversation, Sri, we have all these beautiful beings holding. Let's go to another line.
We're going to head to line one, and we'll say hi to Brian. Brian from Mount Shasta.
Namaste, Brian. Welcome.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
I
Angel.
Actually, have been experiencing such powerful just beauty and stillness within myself. However, I wanted to ask if you could give me eyes to where I'm at right now spiritually.
Well, first and foremost, Brian, thank you for the honor of asking. You are carrying, it's really radiant. I'm really enjoying that you got through today, because your first chakra actually is already calling in this, in your case, it's kind of a violet-y color, energy of peace. And the violet is because it's mixing with that traditional red of the first chakra, but it has this kind of bluish overlay coming in around it, and it's making this violet. And what I'm hearing, and this is coming in through the lineage of the Blue Starborn, working with Archangel Zadkiel, working with the beloved Saint Germain, working through that whole violet ray experience, they're saying your spiritual journey is one that is moving into the moment of the quest. And what they mean by that is that you're being given, it's like I'm seeing you being dressed in armor for the next layer. It's like for as far as you've come, you are now ready for what I would like to call the kahuna moment, because that's the word they're giving me. And so this violet energy that's in your first chakra, you're going to want to work with consciously connecting with it, pulling it all the way up and out of your crown chakra. They're putting a violet, I'm calling it a scepter because that's what it looks like, but I think it's like one of those big maces that like Vishnu always carries. It's in your right hand, and in your left hand, I'm seeing what looks like a sword, but it's kind of like flame, and I'm seeing this crown on your head, and they're saying, now what do you want to do? And that's the reading. And so thank you, my love. Thank you for offering all of us that gift and that attunement today. We are very honored and delighted.
Oh, Kira, oh my God, thank you so much for giving me the eyes for me to know that. Thank you.
No, thank you, my angel. We love you. Thank you, honey. We love you too. Feel my arms wrapped around you. Happy New Year. Many blessings.
A truly powerful
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
As we breathe, as we relax into the trust of our essential beingness.
Yeah, yeah.
There are many questions. There are many perceptions, there are many sensations, and everything is here to inform us and to offer reassurance that we are having the experiences we need in order to grow.
Yes,
as is everybody else. And you know, it's with great humility that we realize that people that are living a different experience are honoring their soul's call also.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's now more than ever, it's a time to remember that we are in our process,
yes,
as is everyone.
Yes.
And let's trust the universe to sort it out.
I'm there. I'm right there. I'm trusting the universe. I'm there. And you know what, guys? I'm trusting that I need a sip of this great Ecuadorian coffee. And so we have so much more show to go. We have a lot to share. Stay with us. We are going to be back in just about 60 seconds.
We got a quick station break. Stick around.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back, everyone. We are delighted to be with you right now.
And it is a joy. It is a pleasure. And it is January 7, 2018. I just want to know how that happened. Just somebody tell me how that happened. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's now.
It is now. Every absolutely.
And we're just enjoying the honor of being conscious, of being with you, and of celebrating this unique time we're in.
Oh, in every way.
Because the energetic flow that is upon our planet is unlike anything that's been experienced here for a very long time.
Now, let's stop right there because, again, I want to just recap a couple things we said in the first part of the show, and let's take this further, guys, because there is a lot to understand. And when we can understand what is happening to us in the realms of the quote-unquote unseen, we can then relax the mind of the quote-unquote seen and become the masterful co-creator that is our birthright. And so this is why we're offering this information, to offer the left brain an opportunity to go, oh, okay, that makes sense. And when we can allow ourselves to relax and see the greater window, everything manifests, the miracles happen. And this is what's going on right now. 2018 is the year of anchoring stability through Shanti Bhakti Ananda. You know, we also, for those of you that get the Sedona Journal, or you can go find the Sedona Journal online, we also had a lot in their predictions issue, and we have additional information in the January issue about this month as well. When we claim peace into our first chakra, and earlier in the show, we offered you a mantra, which was simply, I deserve because I was born. Now, when we can own that into our first chakra, what we're really saying is, and I remember that I am here as a master experiencing form.
The fact that you're here is a sign that you are indeed the master that you have been seeking. It takes great courage. It takes great spiritual maturity. It takes a profound energy to move through the dimensions and manifest a physical life here on Earth. This is graduate school, you might say. And so it's time to reframe your mental default to recognizing that everything that's going on in your life is conspiring to wake you up to the fact that this too is an adventure, that choice and empowerment are yours, and that we are spiritual beings having an incredible human experience.
Lucky us.
Nothing to fear. Nothing to fear at all. This is a dynamic time.
And this is why it's important to have this understanding of, and I'm going to call it the chakra / dimensional energy. So without taking up the whole time of the show, let's just go through this really quickly. And then we are going to be expanding on all of this all month long. So you want to make sure you catch all the shows, because they all really do form a teaching that will really help you navigate this time very easily. So the first thing to remember is this. We are living our body of form, this carbon-based protoplasmic jumpsuit, so to speak, is a body of form that carries with it a alignment with the third dimension. Now, the third dimension is all about the third chakra. And you might say, wait, whoa, how did we get there? That's a leap, Kira. You know, how did we get there? What happened to the first and second? Well, here's the deal. When we allow our third chakra to be the chakra of balance, right? Where is it located in the physical body? Remember, we're talking about the physical body. When we allow it to be the chakra of balance, when we allow the power energy, right? It's a generator. Think of it as that little engine that could, you know, right? When we allow the power of that generator to assist us to remain empowered, then we have stabilized the body of form. And this is why it's all about the third dimension and the third chakra. These two chakras are teaching each other. Now, what does that mean? Because a lot of people often say to me, Kira, you're not talking about the dimensions in between the third and the fifth, or in between the fifth and the seventh, seventh and ninth. Well, here's the quickie overview of that. Our heart chakra is a chakra of lift. When we stabilize the first, second, and third chakras, and we're going to come back and talk about that in just a minute, so we're not ignoring that, because that's the energy that's going on right now on the planet. But for our overview, once we have stabilized the first, second, and third chakras, that third chakra becomes the stable generator that keeps our physical experience going and sustains our physical body. But the heart is an elevator. The heart is that escalator. And the heart is located as the fourth physical chakra, which means only your heart can take you through the, I'm going to put in quotes, okay? So don't misquote me here. Take you through the quoted darkness of the fourth dimension. You cannot play your way through the fourth dimension. There cannot be any mind in the fourth dimension, because in the fourth dimension is where the power of spiritual activism gets its juice, and it gets it through the ego. And so in order to live through the fourth dimension and rise into the fifth dimensional ascended experience, you can only take a heart that has been freed to be a generator, because the first three chakras have stabilized.
So to phrase this slightly differently, it's important to recognize that your body, your physical body, requires energy to sustain itself, and that those first three chakras are truly the chakras that will sustain your body, because the body is frightenable.
Yes,
the body gets scared
easily.
And so when we begin to anchor peace in the root chakra, instead of being wondering, where do I belong? Where's my family?
Exactly.
Where's my money? Where's my food?
And everything. all the basics.
All the insecurities.
Exactly.
When we begin to trust that what we need will be provided, then our root chakra becomes stable and we're able to lift out of those preoccupations. The Velcro of the world is not as sticky.
And the Velcro is what tries to keep you trapped. And the nice thing about Velcro is it's easy opening, right?
You can always unhook it.
It's really easy. Anybody can do it, guys. It's a super thing to unhook. And so when the heart lifts, right, fourth dimension, fourth chakra, then we lift. We have our heart ignited. Now we're lifting into the fifth dimension. Now, this is what last year was all about, right? If we were to look at chakras, overall, last year was where people started discovering their voice, where new voices were heard, where older voices were regurgitating, where voices were warping, where voices were being challenged, and where voice was being manipulated. And so that was because we have been, since 2015 until this new year, we have been anchoring the fifth dimension. We were in this birthing period. So now that the twinning Earth is complete, okay, so imagine you have this third dimensional Earth that's been twinning, right? It's been birthing. It's been a 2-year ride. That's a long birth process, but it's clicked in. Now, as it clicks in, it's kind of like a Venn diagram. There's still that piece of the third and the fifth that overlay. And this is where a lot of people are getting stuck. In this year of anchoring stability, by the end of this year, you will have unstuck yourself because it's going to keep very slowly separating. And this is why you're going to start seeing all this polarity. However, as you have ignited your throat, your fifth chakra, you are the archangelic realm calls it the truth chakra. You are freeing your truth. You are accepting your truth. You are loving yourself, and you are recognizing that a voice that is used to create anything other than harmony is a voice not worth using. And so silence becomes the gift. Witnessing becomes the experience, and you free your throat, and you call forward your harmonies, and you begin anchoring in the fifth dimension, or you activate your throat, you pull up your rage, you start voicing your rage, and you give power to the third dimension and to love every being's choice.
All choices are valid. And this is important to remember, that each being is finding their way. And sometimes we have to be a little dysfunctional in order to understand the difference between healthy empowerment and a lopsided dominion.
Exactly. And because of this lift, right, this moving up here, this is why there's a lot of time warps right now. There's a lot of time slips right now, because when that fifth dimension kind of clicked into place, what was revealed, and it's fascinating to note that this energy came out actually a little early, was a seventh and ninth dimensional experience. Suddenly, everyone who's been really anchoring in the fifth is aware that we're going further and we're going rapidly. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that that sixth dimension, the jump, the quantum leap between the fifth and the seventh, is all about getting the third eye out of its manipulated cloud. And in order to do that, you have to have your throat stabilized. You need to be in your truth. And welcome to January, authenticity. So do you see the gift of this? Because all of the polarities are going to show. And this is a brilliant moment of divine service for everyone who is ascending. And that's why you're listening to the show right now.
Absolutely. And we'd like to listen to you. We're going to jump back to the phone lines. And we're heading to line 5. And we'll welcome Cassia from Colorado.
First time to the show. Namaste, beloved. Welcome. I hope we pronounced that right.
Yes. Namaste, Sri and Kia. My name is Cassia, yes.
Oh, beautiful.
I've been listening
Namaste.
To you for a while. Thank you so much for all that you're doing and all your words of wisdom that are helping me so much in my on my path to ascension. And I really appreciate a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, thank you, my angel, for being on the planet. Wow. Now, as I connect with you, you are covered in the color green. I mean, this beautiful, gorgeous green. It's the kind of green that says everything has potential. Everything is alive and everything is growing. And what there's and as I'm sharing this with you, your hands are what's being shown to me the most. And what's interesting is right around the tips of your fingers, I'm seeing like a yellow energy. And then that's kind of turning as I look down your fingers, it's turning into like a lime green. And then right in the centers of your hand is this really dark emanation of green. And so this green kind of up to this yellow color. And what they're saying is that you have so much potential sitting inside of you. And like you've been pulling it almost there. And then it's as if there's this like an old tape is the only way I can describe it inside of you that says this is good enough or I don't need to go any further or this is okay. And they're saying that as you bring these ignited hands, and this is why they gave you all these colors, and you begin to pay attention to the energy that is in your hands. May you bring forward the healer that you are, heal this final piece within you now, and claim the master that you are. And they're saying within the fortnight. And I think a fortnight is what, Sri? Two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And so this is a very powerful 2 weeks for you to go inward, to claim and to vision, and then to get ready, because it's all coming together. And so it is, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This gives me so much clarity. I've been feeling it for a while, but your words are so clear. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the blessing of you, my angel. Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you.
Whew, you know, well, thank you. And guys, this is, it's about the gift. You know, when we come together on these phone calls, Sri, I'm thinking about, of course, the authenticity energy of January, the sincerity, love, and presence of our incredible, beautiful community that comes together really calls forward these profound recognitions for all of us. It's just a gift.
Sincerity is truly the cauldron
in every way.
Which, you know, beautiful harmonies are birthed. And so we celebrate you, each and every one of you who is sincerely attending. And your love is helping everyone who calls and everyone who listens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's keep going.
Let's do it.
We're going to head to line two, and we'll say hi to Logan from Colorado.
Hello, beloved angel. Namaste.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, it's our joy.
So, as of recently, I have had a few voices in my head that I haven't been able to differentiate. I have a feeling it could be either truth, it could be my insecurities, or it could be my doubts as well. I have questions about me and my beloved union, and as to whether I'm to be staying with her or not, or if I'm even a twin soul. So if I could just have a mini soul reading and just some clarity, I would really, really appreciate it today. Thank you.
Ooh, take a breath, honey. I lost my breath connecting with you. Take a breath. Take a breath. You know, you are so truly on the master's journey. And, you know, as Sri and I just shared with our group that was here, nobody's going to tell you that the master's journey is going to be a cakewalk. As a matter of fact, if they tell you it's all going to be easy, they're lying to you, and you know that. However, what I'm hearing as you're sharing with me, and this is coming directly from the Archangel Michael, and he's like, this. I've got this crystalline sword that's just like going crazy in front of you right now, so it's hard for me to see, but I'm trying to listen as best as I can, and what I'm hearing him say is that it is always darkest right before the dawn, and that is the moment when we must trust the depth within us and go to the place that no one else can take us. And when we arrive there, the doors are open, the light comes forward, and the steps are revealed. It is your moment to have compassion for yourself and to let go of that which would seek to stop you as you discover the revelation that is already birthing from within you. And so it is.
Thank you, Shankar. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Logan. Trust yourself, my angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, and breathe. Everybody breathe.
Yeah, everybody breathe.
That was, you know, I felt that so deeply in my third chakra as we're talking about, you know, anchoring right now in this 3D and this first chakra energy of January. But I also felt that really strongly in my fifth chakra. And how many of you are feeling third and fifth chakra overlays, that empowerment is also working on that breath and that authenticity? This is, you know, every caller today has been so perfectly, you know, sharing what we're all navigating through. Guys, this is the month to really be honest with you. Now, I want to address one thing. We had somebody send us an email and said, you know, I've been myself. I'm being authentic. And boy, is it triggering everybody. Remember one thing, my loves, or two things. Forgive me. The first thing is, being authentic doesn't mean you have to go make wild declarations to people. Being authentic is living the energy of peace. Being authentic is living the energy of love. Being authentic is living the energy of joy. It never means that we have to go make wild declarations to people. Now, if just living the truth of who you are is triggering other people around you, well, then it's time to pay attention while you're with them and to really invite yourself to receive the gift they're giving you. Through their reaction, they are playing their role perfectly, because what they're saying to you is, oh, really? Do you really feel that good? Are you really ready to commit to that? They are giving you such a gift, because it's in that moment you raise up in your star consciousness and just think, thank you. Thank you for loving me enough to help help me really anchor the truth of who I am. That's a gift, Sri.
Absolutely. Because life gives us opportunities to practice.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have a little self-delusion at work. Sometimes we have an old habit of sticking around in an uncomfortable situation as if we deserve that.
Oh, well, that's that first chakra issue again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if things are uncomfortable, then stand up and change the energy.
Exactly.
Either shift your perspective or move to a new place.
All of which is always available to you. You know, it is only the illusion that makes us think we are without options or without choice, because we've just shut down the creative blessing that we are. And so, speaking of creative blessings, Sri, let's go ahead and welcome our next caller.
We're going to head to line 3 and we'll say hi to Kate from Tennessee.
Namaste, Kate. Welcome, Angel.
Well, I can't thank you guys enough. I mean, you've given us so many tools and so many gifts during this time. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And I did have a question about some of the, I think it's the yoga of self-ascension, that the energy is so strong. It's almost like an MRI machine or something, and I wondered if I can, what I'm doing. I mean, it's powerful stuff.
You know, thank you for asking, because a lot of people are having that experience. And yes, the energy is powerful.
Wow.
You know, it's one of those things about, I love that you're bringing this forward, because Sri and I were just having this question. We were discussing this morning, which is many, many, many people are starting to come into connection with the truth of who they are. And this is the gift of the yoga of self-ascension, is that it offers up those gateways. However, each of us, and you are at this moment right now, I can see it all around you. Each of us arrives at a moment where we need to accept our power, where we need to really let go of any remnant doubt, any remnant past life overlays, any remnant energy that would have us believe that if we would claim our power, we are not worthy, or that we have not earned it. That is all a lie. And so what's happening right now is that your vibrational field of your ascended presence right now is currently resonating at a frequency that is just higher than your physical body. And this is why you're experiencing it this way. So the way through this is to offer love and reassurance and yummy, nourishing experiences to the physical body so that it will relax, believe, and accept that the soul is now leading. And the minute you dive into that, the two become one and the journey gets even more amazing. So thank you for bringing yourself there. Wow. And it's just all about nourishment. Do that which nourishes you. You know, go do something that brings you joy every day. Go to bed at a time that serves you. You know, take care of you. Eat food that serves your soul. And as the two blend, you'll be blown away with what your next steps are.
I just thank you. I mean, it's just amazing. Just thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, well, we love you too. And thank you for being amazing and being on the planet. We love you, Angel. Many blessings.
You too. Bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. You know, I want to pick up on that wisdom that was shared, because how often do we forget to attend to our own joy?
Well, or we dismiss it. We say, I am not ready to receive.
Or we say, oh, other people are in need. I need to take care of, you know, whatever it is, the kids, the dog, the partner, the whatever.
Yeah.
And that sometimes we keep on giving when we should be receiving and refill. Because we are respirating. You know,
woo-hoo!
There's an in-breath and an out-breath,
baby.
You can't just exhale forever.
No.
And so it's so important to remember to take good care of ourselves.
Yes, yes, yes.
To offer reassurance to the body, to offer reassurance to the inner child, to offer peace, love, and joy to our consciousness. And thereby, we have the stamina to keep on moving, to keep going.
To stay right now here in the energy of January, being beautifully, nakedly authentic with ourselves and remembering, I deserve because I was born. Calling that truth into our root chakra, allowing ourselves to lift up, to feel this peace, to know that as we remain committed and active on our journey with sincerity, love, and presence, that our authenticity is recognized, that our miracle presence manifests, and that our lives expand into the truth of who we are, and we become the master in form while we are here dancing through this divine dance of density.
It is a divine dance. We are all graduating through the delusion. We are sifting that which is created as fragmentary refractions of light from that which is authentic and true for our journey. And so celebrate your journey. Celebrate yourself. Have mercy on your foibles and your so-called errors, because we're still here.
And we're going to be here. And make sure you join us every Sunday this month in January. So much to share. And until we have the honor and the pleasure of being with you next week, and if you're still on hold, call back next week. We'll get you on the air.
And until we have that opportunity to be with you live again next week, may you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.